Tonight's shir, Simen Ches, Sif Tezvov, Tezayin, and Yud Zayin. Sif Tezvov. Im Noflo Taliso Yishaloi B'miskavin V'chayzu Misate. If he's wearing his talis gadol and it slips off, he has no kavanah to take it off. It fell off. And he puts it back on, Sarach Levarach, he must make a bracha. So as opposed to what we learned before, if he takes it off and he's going to put it back on all the different shitas, here if it fell off, no kavanah, he puts it on, makes a bracha. For who should nafla kula if it entirely fell off? Avlin lo nafla kula if it didn't entirely fall off. Afal pi shenafla ruba even though most of it fell off. Einot tzarich levarich, he does not make a new bracha. Mishtavur sif katan lamid tes. Shalob miskavin, there was no intent to remove the talis. Afil lamad de paskinon, even according to what we conclude, the beheser taliso al das lahachziroi. In Tzarech Levarach, if you take off the talis and you have in mind to put it back on, you don't make a new bracha. B'zeh Gar Yosef, this is much worse. The nafla blodas, it fell off without any intent. V'oz de lo mitzvasa, the mitzvah was done. V'afilu nishra lof talis katan, even if he's still wearing talis katan, lo mahani, it didn't help. Sifkat mem Tzarech Levarach, he needs a new bracha. Afilu imlov shumiyad, even if he puts it right back on. V'm nafla mimenu be'em satfilu shmona esrei, let's say it fell off during shmona esrei. So other people see, they put it back on him. He cannot put it on. They bring a note on the side. If he's by himself, his talis comes off, it's a hefsek. He can't put it back on. So other people put it back on for him. When he's finished his shmona esrei, he should take the strings in his hand and make the bracha. Make the bracha then. Sifkad memalaf. Afal pisha nafla ruba, if most of it fell off, but it's not entirely off, he doesn't need a new bracha. Hataz ve'li rabba chokanazet. Taz ve'li rabba disagree with this pesach. They hold if it fell off mostly, it's already off. Ve'gam ha'gor mitzadeh ledivri hataz. The Vilna Gaon also is inclined to pass like the taz. Ulekuli almim nafla me'al kol ha'guf. Now everyone agrees, if it fell off the body, afal pisha nish'eres b'yadon, but it's in his hand, tzarech levarach, he needs a new bracha. Taz de la mitzvah, so the mitzvah left. The main mitzvah is to be wrapped around the body. Someone made a bracha on the talis and it slips out of his hands before he ever put it on. And he picks it up and puts it on. He does not need to make a second bracha. Even if the tzitzis became possible, he had another set of strings and he could quickly fix it. Ein tzarech levarach shoynis, he doesn't make a second bracha. Kimet shidayin lo'asa mitzvah, so since he didn't do the mitzvah yet, lo yisiyach dayit, there's no hesach adas. Kama b'tfilin, l'kamam b'simin chafei, sif yud beis. We say the same thing by tfilin, and simin chafei, ayin shom b'tah, sif kon yud beis. Umi shalokach talis l'satif boi, v'hisch levarach alof. A person took his talis to make the bracha, to wear, he makes the bracha. V'koydim shesim ha-bracha l'kachum, and before the bracha is finished, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and it's taken away from him. And it's gone. I don't know what the case was, but it's gone. It's filling the funnel, but it's filling right there. Yachil l'sayim ha-brach, he should end the brach, Asher k'tushan s'zav y'tzivar l'niach tefillin. V'yotzi b'zen y'zayitzi with that. Halach s'katar s'min kufin gimel, v'az s'chayim s'kimel ha-locha. It must have been some marauder came by riding on a horse, grabbed his talus out of his hand and rode off, and it's gone.
Or some guy in shul thought it was his.
That's not so common. So, in any event,
a marauder is.
So, if the talis disappears on him, and that's it, and he's mitten the brocha, so there's an eitzah to end laniach tefillin and put on the tefillin. So, this halacha, wearing his talis, it falls off. It can happen by hashanis. It can happen under any simchas Torah. It can happen. Talis falls off. So, the state mechaber, you make a new brocha, you put it back on. A fellow comes to me in shul. His talis fell off. So you make another bracha, puts it on. I said, no. Put it on without a bracha. So he was very upset with me.
Why do you ask?
State. I think he looked a little bit afterwards. How could you? That's my foolish halacha. Or maybe he has someone else. Usually they ask someone else. They come back. So I told him, Pesach Kushon Zamed. And it's fascinating to me. It's not here in the, I didn't notice it in the notes. In the Sefer Halicha Shloima, Hilchas Tefillah, it's a pesach b'shalom zama like this. Nafla talisoi b'shas ha-tefillah. If during davening the talis falls off, When you put it back on, you don't make another bracha, even if it fell off entirely. But if it fell off achar siyum hatfilah, when davening is over, and then you want to put it back on, tzarech levarech. So he explains as follows. And it's brought from a halacha in Hilchos Tefillin, his raya. When a person is in shul davening, it's considered a busha to be in davening without a talis. It's an embarrassment. It's covered a brius, all kinds of issues not to be with a talis in shul. So there's no shiloh when he puts it on in the morning. He has das, I'm going to wear my talis the whole davening. And if it falls off, I'm putting it right back on. And the man, it's like an automatic das. And he says there's no requirement to make another bracha. But if it's at the point of davening near the end, where at that point people already fall, they're not waiting for Adon Olam to fall to talisim. Some are doing alein. They're already busy with other things. So at that point, there's no busha to be without a talis. If that's when it falls off, then you have to get another bracha and put it back on. So the mechaber doesn't elaborate. All mechaber says is nafla talisa yishlal miskavin tzarech levarech. So what Shlomo Zalman is saying is that's when you're done davening. But if it's in the middle of davening, it's something else. Now maybe if someone's davening at home. That, I don't know. His main vote was like an automatic das for the whole davening when I tefillin. My talis. I think even at home it would be that way. So, that's your das. Your das is that you're wearing a talis the whole davening. And memela, even if it fell off, it's as if you had das and you don't make another bracha, you put it back on.
So you're going to an aliyah and it catches on a chair and it puls it off. That's in davening. That's the whole shul there. Would you not make a bracha?
No. Absolutely not. Now, I agree. I never saw anyone before Shlomo Zalman say this. But I think it's something to rely upon and not to make a bracha. So I showed it to this fellow and he was very apologetic.
So if it was during the hakafas, where a lot of people take it off, then it wouldn't be fell off during that time.
So maybe you're right. If by hakafas people are not embarrassed to be without a talis, then you don't have to get another bracha, put it back on. I think that's correct. So if tezayin, halon betaliso belayla, if someone sleeps in his talis, then he needs a new bracha in the morning, even though he never took it off. The mashmish should pick up the strings when you make the bracha. V'chein Ramah says, Yasem Yishalovish Talisa Kum Shoyom. The same is true if you put on your talis before Misha Yaker. You put on your talis early hours, you don't make a bracha, and then when it's light enough, you make a bracha right before Aleinu, and then you'll wrap up your talis and go to work. Zokta Mishta Buras of Kod Membes. Sarach levarach. If a person sleeps in his talis, he needs to make a bracha. The kaimelon laila lavs man tzitzis suvahavi hefsik. We hold nighttime is not the time for tzitzis, and therefore night is a hefsik. Why is he sleeping in it? I don't know why. He never got around to taking it off. He was cold, whatever it is, but it's not his man for the mitzvah. So night interrupts. And therefore, says the Mechavi, you need a new bracha in the morning. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'yesh cholkum v'zeh. There are those who disagree with this psak. Kivin deksus yoim chayvav balayla, that's mixes habayishim. According to some poskim, if it's a daytime garment, it needs tzitzis even at night. This is discussed later in Simin Yudches. And therefore, you dealt with the situation of Safi Brachas Ahakal. Now it's a machoikis. Do you or don't you need a bracha in the morning? So you don't make a bracha. So the best thing is to make a bracha on the talis gadol, to pater the talis gadol. The kol zeh kol zman shlo peshato, if you never took it off, that's when you have an issue. Avon peshato, al das shlo, the lov shall take it. If you take off the talis and you have no intention of putting it back on, then sarach levarach achakach kishalov shalom, that everyone agrees you make a bracha when you put it back on. But really, you shouldn't do this idea. To make yourself mechuyev in a bracha, because those who say you don't need the bracha holds the bracha in tzricha. Hayashin b'yoyim shinasa tzarayim. Someone who takes a nap during the daytime, umeisim elav atas katan, and removes his talis katan for the nap. There's a disagreement whether or not the nap is hesech hadas. The best thing would be to use the talis katan as like a blanket to cover yourself with it. Then everyone agrees you would not need a new bracha. If you just took it off and didn't cover yourself in it, it's a shayla. Again, it'll be suffer bracha zahalk, you're not going to make a bracha. But if you want to avoid the shayla, then you could put it down like as a blanket, and there wouldn't be an issue.
But isn't there a question of whether sleeping clothing needs tzitzis or not? So if you're sleeping with it, then dafka won't help you, because then
Begad Laila doesn't need. Begad Laila doesn't need. The Question is, if it's Yom, that's the Shai, to go by the Beged or the Day. Mm-hmm. And that's the Machlokes Rishonim. Sifkad Mem Gimel Ya'aseh. The Ramah says, if you put on your talus before daylight, so then when it's daylight, you take the strings and make a bracha. Ayin betas or kosev tahay v'chein einu mudukdok. If you look in the Taz, it doesn't like the language v'chein ya'aseh. The bezeh, because in this case, tzorech medina l'mashvish baboyke, k'shem v'rachat al talus, this, you must, mehalocha, take the strings to, when you make the bracha. In the case of a person who sleeps in a talus katan, so we say, toiv l'mashvish b'shas bracha, it's a good thing to take the strings when you make the bracha. By the person who puts on a talus without a bracha, because it's not light enough, he but that has to take the strings. He should mamashish b'tzitzis and make the bracha. So this is no longer a tov l'mashmish, but it's a requirement l'mashmish. She doesn't like the word v'chein. It's not exactly the same.
So in the case that you're putting on talus before the
Zman, Mishiyakar, yeah.
So people that do the whole
atifa afterwards, yes, unnecessary.
It's unnecessary or wrong?
Like I say, it's wrong. I tell people, if you put on your talus before Mishiyak, when it comes to Yak, you pick up the strings, make a bracha, and kiss it. To make a whole new atifa, there's no requirement to make a new atifa. I'm not saying it's wrong to make a atifa, but it's not a requirement to make a atifa. We'll see it later on. So if you zayin, niskasa beveget shuchai betzitzis, v'hidu betzitzis. If a person covers himself with a garment that has four corners, it should have tzitzis, and there are no tzitzis. Bitel mitzvas tzitzis. So he's mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis. It's a bitul of the mitzvah, as I say. So the mishnah berurah sifkat mem dalet mitzvah tzitzis. Tzitzis chov eskav the inyan zeh. Tzitzis is an obligation upon the person. Shem niskase betalis oz chal alav achiyev. When he's wearing the talis, the chiyev kicks in. Ayin simin zayin. I think that's the point here. The point is the chiyev is when you're wearing it. When you're wearing a garment of dal kafas, now you're mechuyev to put in tzitzis. No one's mechuyev to wear a beged of dal kafas. The Gemara says, "Menachis, you'll get punished if you didn't put yourself in a position to be mechuyev." But the chiyev kicks in when you're wearing the beged shuchayev tzitzis. That's when you have the mitzvah. And if you didn't, then you're mevatel the mitzvah.
When in history did the
minig
come to bedaka, put one on and wear it all the time?
Talis katan.
Yes.
So I saw it brought that the minig to wear talis katan began when people stopped wearing tefillin all day. At one time, tefillin was worn the whole day by everybody. Came a point, people weren't careful, they couldn't think about the tefillin all the time, they couldn't wear tefillin all day. Tefillin became a davening only thing. When that happened, you have to have something all day. So that, again, I don't know, that I can't tell you, but that's when it was. When people stopped wearing tefillin the whole day, that's when people started with talis katan all day. Hmm. You had to have one or the other. You couldn't have this go nothing all day. So you used to wear tefillin, the ganz tog, everyone would tefillin all day. Once you couldn't wear tefillin all day, that's when you start wearing talis katan all day.